Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Pick and Pop podcast. I'm your host, as always, Luke Sicari, and joining me down the line is Damien Arsenis from the pickandroll.com.au. Damo, how are you?
Oh, a bit under the weather, but always up for talking about basketball, mate.
It's a bit of a flu game for you down there, down the line, wherever you are.
The flu show. Yeah. Let's see if I can come out as good as MJ did.
Well, let's hope so, because that would be very impressive. Especially if you can lighten up the first topic we're going to touch on today. And that's, I mean, we spoke about it last week. We said, how great will it be this week if we're chatting about a successful San Antonio Spurs team? And we have got the exact opposite, because they were belted in game two. In game one, they were up by 26 points. And then Kawhi Leonard got injured. And we all know what happened from there, the downfall. But we want to focus on Patty Mills. And it hasn't been great going for Patty after his landmark series before that. I mean, for those who've missed it, in game one, he played 37 minutes, so he pretty much played the entire game, could only produce 5 points, 3 assists, 2 rebounds, 2 steals. He was 1 of 8 from the field. Game two wasn't much better. 21 minutes he only played, same 5 points, 2 rebounds, 2 steals, just 1 assist, and he was 2 from 6. So that efficient shooting, that instant energy, that instant scoring we've seen from him so often, we haven't seen it so far against Golden State. But game two is really tough to look into because the whole team just got absolutely blown out from the start. Golden State looked absolutely unstoppable. What have you made of his series so far, Damo? Because obviously just off the stats, it hasn't been great. And watching him, he hasn't been able to get into any flow on the offensive end.
Well, look, he's probably a victim of just how good the Warriors are. Yep. Let's look at it for a moment. He's going head-to-head with Steph Curry. Curry's got Klay Thompson playing alongside him. You've got Draymond Green. They've got all these shooters, and then you throw in KD as well.
Yep.
Just dangerous everywhere. And unfortunately, with a guy like Patty Mills, and we've talked about the Spurs' defense, it's their weakness at the moment. And against a team like the Warriors, which are an offensive juggernaut, they've been exposed. Now, we go back to game one. You can nearly argue the turning point was when Leonard went out injured.
Yeah, well, exactly right. I mean, from that point, like I mentioned, they were up by 25, 26 points in that game one. Leonard goes down, and it's almost like Golden State, they just flipped a switch, because as soon as Leonard went down, they were swarming on the defensive end, forcing turnovers, getting out in transition, getting easy baskets. San Antonio, as you would expect if your best player gets injured during the middle of a game, looked absolutely rattled and couldn't get back into any sort of flow. But I think for me, game two, I mean, I didn't expect San Antonio to win, but I also didn't expect them to lose by how much they did and how bad they looked. It almost seemed to me like Golden State was absolutely toying and clowning with them. I'm like, this is unbelievable. And I know Leonard makes a massive difference, and I'm not denying that, but geez, they look good. And I mean, let's all hope Patty Mills can get out of this mini funk. Maybe playing at home in the comfort of the AT&T Center in front of his home fans, maybe that helps somewhat. You know, a lot of these energy guys who score in bunches, a lot of them say that playing at home behind the energy of a home crowd gets the adrenaline going and really helps them produce. So maybe that's the same with Patty. Let's hope so for his sake, because it would be a shame for him to end this playoff run in a negative fashion, because it has been so good.
Look, you're right. And right now, though, if we look at the greater picture, the Spurs are going to have to defend home court.
They have to,
yeah. Possibly can get one of those next two wins, I think. But it's going to be tough, particularly if Leonard's going to stay out. And, of course, they're already down Tony Parker as well.
Exactly right. Yeah, that's not fair.
And he's no mug either, even though he's at the back end of his career. So it's going to be tough work for the Spurs. And right now, it's hard to look past the Cavs Warriors finals.
Yeah, it seems inevitable. Now, but we are going to stay on the NBA just for a moment. We're going to touch on this really quickly. A bit of a funny situation has popped up. So there's obviously been a lot of publicity around LaVar Ball, of course, the father of Lonzo Ball, projected top 2 pick in next month's draft. But Olivia Simmons, Ben Simmons' sister, has actually...
Yeah, the sister's weighed into it.
Yeah, she has. She's gone on this little Twitter rant, excuse me, in response to LaVar Ball, who was on a Fox Sports program just the other day and almost ignored or just downgraded the fact that his big baller brand that he's made with his son doesn't appeal to females and doesn't provide female apparel. Ben Simmons' sister's gone out on Twitter and saying she can't wait until her brother dunks on Lonzo Ball so hard next year that his daddy has to run onto the court and help him. And then there was a few other tweets after that. It's pretty like, hang on, I was surprised when I saw it. I laughed, but I'm like, is there a point to this? I'm not sure what she's trying to achieve here. I'm not sure what your thoughts on it, Damon, but it is just a bit of fun.
Bit of fun, probably a little bit unnecessary, but let's look at it. What happens if he gets taken number three by Philly?
Oh, yeah, then we...
That'd be interesting. You get dunked on a training instead.
Oh, yeah, maybe. It would be... Well, you know what? If LeVar Ball wanted publicity and he's managed to get us on a Australian basketball podcast talking about him, well, then he's definitely achieved that, hasn't he?
Yeah, but one thing is, you know, he's either the smartest guy in the world with his dad because, let's be honest, he's made a fortune already. Not that I'd paid it that amount for a pair of shoes.
But people will and do.
Some people have, and they've made him into already. And, you know, but look, at the end of the day, I think he has damaged his brand a little bit too.
Yeah, it's a bit of a give and take. But you know what? If he does get drafted to the Lakers, as we all expect, going into that big market of Los Angeles with that brand already behind him is going to be absolutely massive marketing-wise. But that's a discussion for another day.
Talking about the draft, though.
Yeah, talking about the draft, you've got some... info on some potential Aussies. Sorry for getting you off there. Some info on some potential new Aussies coming through.
Well, look, we've spoken about Jonah Bolden. He is likely to potentially sneak his way into the first round. Isaac Humphries has declared early. He's hired an agent, so he's going to be there. He's looking like he's going to get drafted in the second round. Deng Adel is another one. He's an early entrant but hasn't hired an agent. So he's doing the old testing the waters, as it's come to known in the industry. He's had a number of NBA workouts and, by all accounts, has impressed, got some great feedback. But he's got until May 24, so Monday, Australian time, I think it is, to pull out. And if he pulls out by then, he can go back to school. And everything's indicating that he probably is going to go back to Louisville, which I think is a good move. He's certainly improved in his second year with the Cardinals, but next season he will be the man if he goes back to the Cardinals, and I think that'll only help his draft stocks. And he's come out and said he wants to be a lottery pick. Well, if that's the case, he has to go back to school.
Yeah, because he's definitely not going to get there just this year yet. Like I said, he's got that cutoff date in a couple of days. And my reports, there's been an encouraging response from NBA teams he's worked out with. So, you know, take on that advice. Use this as a experience to see where you're good at, where you need to improve. Go back to school, hone those skills, come back next year where teams will already have a knowledge base of you. And then maybe from there you can improve your draft stock. He's not the only one, though, who's...
His teammate from last season, Mango Mathiang.
Yep.
Now, he's a senior. He's graduated, so he's not going back to school. He's been doing a number of workouts as well. And, you know, by all accounts, he's really impressed. Now, he's getting a lot of mentions. He did the pro basketball camp, I think it's called.
Yeah, so.
Pardon me.
You're right.
And is really impressed. He could be a sleeper for a late second round pick. Alternatively, he may be one of these guys that impresses in summer league and might get picked up, a la Dele did, as an example. And, you know, he's a role player. He's not going to be a star. He's 6'10". He's a big guy, shoots the mid-ranger, plays great defense, is a great rebounder, and could really add some value to a team that wants that role player to complement their existing stars.
Yep, and like you said, there's definitely a whole bunch of avenues to get to the NBA and doesn't have to go through the draft directly. So,
that's right.
It's definitely a watch this space with those guys. We'll fly through some other topics to finish off. Liani Mitchell in the WNBA is playing well and impressing with the Phoenix Mercury, Damo.
They have. They've got three Aussies on there. Yeah. So they've got Kayla George. They've got Leilani Mitchell. And, the third one's escaping me for a moment. Mate.
Oh, it's escaped me as well, mate.
I'm blank. Jeff Talbot.
There we go.
And look, they're 1-1 after two games, but Leilani Mitchell's been the one to impress out of all the Aussies in the opening week of the season. She's had a couple of good performances, and she had 8 points against in a loss to the Wings. And the Mercury turned things around in the next game, and she came around with 11 points, 4 rebounds and 7 assists in that win. So some great performances, encouraging performances by Leilani Mitchell as we tip off the season. The other Aussies in action, we've got Rebecca Allen at New York. We've got Steph Talbot and Kayla George, as I said, are already with the Mercury, and Sammy Whitcomb with the Seattle Storm as well. So be good to track them throughout the season.
Absolutely. It's good to get some good news on the WNBA front as opposed to last week when we're talking about a few of some high-profile Aussie names being waived. It's good to see that some of them are still down there and impressing. Before we finish, you want to touch on Europe as well. There's always plenty of Aussies doing well abroad. So how are they going in Europe?
Well, Benki Joyce has capped off his debut season, coming third in the Estonian Alexela KML League, I think it's called.
Yep, you got that good.
They actually finished third in the Baltic League as well. So they've got two bronze medals this season. Not a bad way to start your professional career in Europe either, might I say. But right now you've got Ben Madjan in the Lithuanian semi-finals with Liet Kabelis. They're tied 1-1 in their semi-final series. And on the other side, you've got Zalgiris Kaunas, and they've got Brock Modem. They're tied 1-1 in their semi-final series as well. So all going well, those two get through. They're going to go head-to-head in the Lithuanian grand final.
That would be, if you go, that'd be great to see, yeah.
Yeah, and then in Greece, you've got Brad Newley and AEK Athens. They're taking on the absolute Greek giants of Panathinaikos Athens. And they managed to steal game two, but unfortunately they did go down in game three. And Brad Newley's playing a very good role on that team. He started in game two and was a good contributor towards that, what many would consider an upset win. So they're in the semis there. And, of course, David Anderson, his team's snuck in eighth place. Well, I shouldn't say snuck in. They were pretty comfortable in eighth place in the French Pro A. They're kicking off their quarterfinal series this week.
Absolutely. It's plenty to watch for in Europe. And we've gone over time again, which is a usual occurrence on the Pick and Pop.
But we're talking about this, isn't it?
Exactly right. There's no issues whatsoever. Before we do finish, I do want to quickly mention Perry Ellis has... Very big news out of the NBL. Perry Ellis signed to Sydney Kings, a move that blindsided a lot of people. Obviously, Perry Ellis was a very impressive four-year player at the Kansas Jayhawks, played in the D-League last season. He's had summer league experience as well for the Dallas Mavericks. Big coup for the Sydney Kings to sign him. He's a very impressive player now, of course, with most...
So I can play.
He can play. He's a really, really solid guy. But, of course, before NBL import contracts, he will be spending his off-season in the United States. So you can expect him to play somewhere in the summer league and maybe end up at a training camp somewhere. He's still pursuing that NBA dream, and the Kings have allowed him to do so. So if he does get signed to an NBA contract, which, by the way, is very, very unlikely, that's going to happen, but you know, you never know. So he can go back to the NBA if a contract comes. The Kings will allow him to do so, but that's not expected to happen. So all things are pointing to Perry Ellis suiting up for the Sydney Kings next year, which is big, big news for them and big news for the league as well. The fact that guys at 24, 25... are looking at the NBL as a serious league to come to as opposed to washed-up veterans. A guy, Perry Ellis, still trying to make his way in the pro ranks, seeing the NBL as a destination. It's really, really positive news for the league.
Oh, it certainly is. And if you look at what happened with Terrence Ferguson, you know, he's going to get drafted in the first round this year, and he's a 19-year-old. He just had his birthday this week, actually.
Exactly right,
And he's going to get drafted. Guys like him coming down, showing that it's a great league, other guys coming and going. It's only going to do wonders for the NBL moving forward.
Absolutely right. Well, Damo, that brings us to the end of another edition of the Pick and Pop podcast. And as always, to keep in touch with all the latest Aussie basketball news and views, so there's some great features up on the website at the moment as well. You can go to pickandroll.com.au. Damo, as always, thanks for joining us.
Certainly can. And make sure you follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Pick and Roll AU.